Hi guys, happy Tuesday with me Fabiola. Welcome back to The Seeking. It's been an ongoing battle, let's put it that way, but I'm back, I'm ready, I'm full of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, so let's do it. Just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who's left voice messages to me. I'll play some of them at the end of this episode. And yeah, so it's been a roller coaster of a year, 2023, but I always kept saying it's not how we start, it's how we finish. And you know, the closest people to me are aware of my battles, and they haven't been easy. But when you're with God, your life will never, when you're blessed and when you're spiritual and when you have the Holy Spirit guiding you, your life will never be easy. There will be battles, there will be people coming at you, there will be people throwing stones, there will be people, you know, manipulating you and making you the bad person. But that's okay, because we will never be the good person in a bad person's book, and that's fine. I've learned to accept that. I'm 28 years old and I've learned to accept that. That's the reality. When you're a good person, you're always portrayed as, you know, this Judas in someone's story. Let it go. And, you know, I'm over it now. I've accepted it. I am a better person. I'm a Christian. I am a sinner. We all sins. I don't come here to say, you know, I'm perfect. I'm not. I'm imperfect and I'm full of flaws. You know, each month I'm learning something new about life. Each month I'm learning about forgive that person, let it go, Fab, in order to prosper, in order to attract, in order to get better, in order to get what the God wants for you. But before I start preaching, I wanna, the name of this episode is, are you hungry for the Word of God? And today I was in my room and I was like, what do you want to talk about, Holy Spirit? Like, is there a particular character in the Bible? Because before we'd done David and Daniel, and I kept hearing Paul, the Apostle Paul. And I thought, you know what? He's a really strong character. He is the most popular in, you know, in the Bible, one of the most popular ones. There's so many of them, and he's a strong character. And yeah, so I want to talk a bit about Paul. So Paul was a preacher that kept going around, you know, many in the New Testament. We know that he was, you know, educated. His family moved to Jerusalem, and you know, he was a pretty, you know, clever person. He knew so many languages, so I can relate a bit about him, because you know, I'm trilingual myself, so I speak various languages. But one of the things that stood out for me in regards to Paul, that you know, he grants believer his own spirit. And he would always praise God, and no matter who was against him, Paul will always continue praising him and following him and following God and putting God first. And you know, there were people and voices around him saying, oh no, you know, why do this, why follow God? But Paul was like, no, I am gonna follow God. He is the Alpha and Omega, and he is the believer. And I just want to pull up a quick chapter. So Timothy 2 verse 4 to 16, it says, at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. And then if I go back to Timothy chapter 1 verse 16, it says, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Jesus Christ had immense patience as an example of those who believe in him and receive eternal life. So that's kind of saying to me, you know, people let us down and people are not patient with us, but God is patient, and God loves us immensely. And you know, I'm a very impatient person. Everyone that knows me, I want everything now, and I've said it throughout all of the seasons and episodes. And this year, I actually learned what the meaning of patience is at God's timing, not my timing. Because one thing about us Christian, we need to wait on His timing, His purpose. And when He says yes, there is no one or anything that can stop our blessings from coming. And you know, Paul, the way that, you know, people were against him, you know, as Christian, I'll do it back to a workplace that I'm no longer part of. So, you know, I stood out because there is a light inside me, which is God and the Holy Spirit. I'm aware that I'm different from other people. But back then I would think to myself, something's not right with me. You know, like, you know, I attract all these different people, but they still talk about me behind my back. They're still jealous of me. And jealousy is a pattern that has been ongoing throughout my whole life. And I was kind of thinking to myself, God, when will this end? You know, one of the things that I pray is peace, but, you know, I'm not getting peace. And God said to me, you've got to learn to be on that boat. And when the waves are battering you, when the waves are pulling you left, right, and center, you've got to be still. You've got to trust in me. You've got to have patience. Because my timing is not the same as your timing. Your clock is different to mine. And that's what in Acts 20 verse 19 it says, I serve the Lord with great humility and with tears and in the midst of a severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. So if we look at the Jewish opponents as your enemy, you know, people that they get happy at your downfall. So we need to remember that we serve a Lord with great humility. You know, and even in the midst of a test and the tears roll down our faces, because I can't tell you how many times I cried this year. Trust me, God has wiped my tears off me, but He has provided. He is a provider. And then on Acts 28, verse 31, it states, He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, and He was not worried. So this is why I do the word of God. I teach it. I do the podcast. And, you know, I always post on TikTok, post on Instagram, the word of God. And that is because I love God. Simple as that. I love Him not because of what He has done for me and He continues to do for me, but because during my lowest of the lowest, He's that person that I can lock the door, kneel down, cry, and He fills the room up with blessings. The Holy Spirit just comes down and lifts me up. If there is someone that will listen to this podcast, if you're going through, you know, a battle, let's say a season where you're like, oh, I've been going through this for months after month, and God, I'm still going through this. If you're being impatient, if you're losing hope, if you're losing sight, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't have a purpose and you're like, where am I meant to be going? You know, will I get the correct university grade? Will I get the next job? Am I going to get married? When, you know, everyone's getting married. It's like right now it's for single, including myself, it's wedding season. So it's kind of like, oh my God, you know, like comparing myself to other people. When will I find my roof? When will I find my boat? Which you will. Of course you will, but at God's timing, you know. In Psalms 45, and talking just about roof and boat, just a quick one, it talks about a royal wedding song, and that's exactly what God will provide for us. You know, He's not going to let us down. He will never let us down. And yeah, so if you're in a season, and you know, I've been on a season since the start of the year, I tell you that now. and that season lasted 1.5 1 year and a half, and I had to take a step back. I had to put myself first, and I said to God, I'm making a decision for myself. I trust that you will provide, and he has provided, and I'm giving it all to you. Sometimes you've got to let go of control. You've got to let go of what's next, wanting to know what's the next chapter in your life. Enjoy the present. Live in the moment. Learn from your mistakes. Let it go. And during your single season, during your frustration season, during the anxiety season, that's where you find all your energy within your soul. And you start loving God more. You're eager. You wake up every day and you don't open Instagram and you don't open TikTok and you don't go, oh, what's that girl up to? What's that guy up to? What's he up to? Who's he with? No. You focus on God. You give it all to God. You rely on God. He will open that door for you. He will be the provider of the next big thing, the next blessing. And I tell you now, because somehow I feel a shift within me, and you know, I'm starting to get emotional just because I hope that you can feel the love and that I have for God and the things that he has done for me this year, years ago. I tell you, let's quick story. I was at university years ago and I had the worst experience that any person could go for, rooted from jealousy. And I said, oh God, you know, I can't believe what's happening to me. It's meant to be university, it's meant to be fun, you know, you're meant to meet new people. It was the opposite. It was a nightmare. And out of nowhere, I kind of said, right, I need to go a year ahead, because I was doing well and I did well. And out of nowhere, I got this email from a higher up of the department. And this is a testimony. And he's like, oh, I heard you want to move a year ahead. And I want to say to you that, yeah, I'm happy for you to do that. And I opened the email and I thought to myself, oh my God, only God can do this. And the people around me. So I ended up moving a year ahead. The course was 4 years. I did 3 years. And the people on my course were the ones that I was having jealousy and trouble with. And they were all in shock because I kept it private, because I wanted to, you know, I didn't want to tell people. I wanted to keep it to myself, between intimacy between me and God. And yeah, so when it came, there was a particular lecturer that was horrible to me, absolutely horrible. And God gave me the chance to see him. And it's funny because it was the last, I started in September again. And I had a good summer. I was excited. I was like, oh my God, you know, God, you did it again. You did it again. And this lecture retired. And can you believe how the devil works? On my first day back, the lecture was stood outside of the welcoming lesson, and I thought to myself, this can't be happening. This cannot be happening. He is retired. Why is he here? I started panicking. And the Holy Spirit said to me, I would put a table in front of your enemies. And I thought, oh my goodness, that lecturer only went there because he wanted to confirm with his own eyes that I got put a year ahead. He wanted me to fail, and that was the plan of the enemy. But God said, no, that's my daughter. I will not fail her. So he took me from the back of the list to the top of the list, from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain with blessings. When we let God guide our life, miracles will come. Miracles will knock at our door. But when we want to take control, that's a different story, because we're saying to God, we don't trust you enough. We still want to be control of our lives. And I'm a huge controller. I want to do this and I want to do that. And when I don't know what's coming next, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And God kind of said to me, relax. My timing, not yours. You know, and there's so much pressure. You know, I'm reaching 30 and, you know, my family are always like, oh, you know, when are you going to get married? You can't go exactly out there and be like, oh, do you want to marry me? You've got to wait. I've got specific boundaries and I've got specific things that I want from a person. So, you know, during my singleness, I would let God heal me. Heal me from past traumas. Heal me from childhood traumas that I still got. Heal me from wanting everything to be perfect. There is not such thing as being perfect. People are full of flaws, and those flaws are what shines within, you know? So I want to jump on to, let me see which other scripture I got. Let's have a quick look. So yeah, Paul, back to Paul, because this is around everything based around Paul and, you know, who was he? Like, who was Paul, you know? And, you know, there is so much we can learn about this character, you know? He wasn't perfect. He did have a dark side. He had a past, like we all do, you know, that we try and forget, but somehow the devil reminds us that, you know, oh, you do have a past, let me remind you. But Paul was amazing, and one of the messages was that he never gave up on the word of God. He wanted to be the light of the Lord. He wanted to be his apostle, and he wanted to do the right thing. But one of the fundamental messages from Paul's stories is that we learn that anyone can surrender completely to God. Paul was fully committed to God. In Philippians verse 1, 12 to 14, Paul wrote from prison and he said, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. So that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. Paul sacrificed himself, but he had to do that, because sometimes in life we do have to sacrifice ourselves, and we do have to go through the struggles, and we do have to suffer, and we do have to endure that pain. We do have to go through that storm. We do need to be shaken. But at the end of the day, it's having confidence in the Lord. And then it says, despite his circumstances, Paul praised God and continued to share the good news. And I can relate to him, because it says, through his hardships and suffering, Paul knew the outcome of a life well lived for Christ. He surrendered his life. And I'm saying to you right now, surrender your life to God. Trust in God. And everything that he will do, he will be a provider. Take me as a testimony person. You know, I have testimonies for God. And I know that God, by the end of the year, I continue recording and there will be more. And, you know, I would be an example of God's love, of God's encouragement, of God's wisdom, of God saying, don't give up, keep going. Keep pushing the waves. You don't have to let the waves drown you. Push it through you. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Then it says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And I love how it ended like that, because he said, for me to live is Christ. We should be living for Christ. And if we die, you know, we just say, we died living a holy life. We died seeking the word of God and preaching the word of God and studying the Bible and doing better. We are here to do better. We need to be an example for God. When we meet someone that's broken, or someone that you think, oh my God, no, they're with the devil. No. they probably have chosen. There are two routes in life, the good and the bad. We're all aware of that, yes. But pray for that person. Pray that God will step into their life and heal them and restore them and change them. And I tell you what, I will never be a person to say things like this, but it would groan. I was very, like, if you ask the 20-year-old or 25, no way I would forgive my enemies. No way. No way. Now I pray for them. Not for them, but for me. Because when you let go, you're no longer control. You have let it go completely. So guys, if there's anything you learn from this podcast, is continue to seek God. Continue to be a Paul. Continue to study the word of God and dig deep in the word of God. Who is God to you? Ask yourself that question. What has God done in your life? Reflect back, write it down. Has God been a provider? Has God stepped in the season? Has God healed? Ask yourself, what has God done for you? And before we end this, I kind of want to say a quick prayer. And it's Psalms 11. And I do a quick prayer that I always do at the start. But, you know, we're doing things differently. And it's the Holy Spirit. So we'll still ride the waves. So Psalms 11 says, confidence in the Lord. I trust in the Lord for safety. How foolish of you to say to me, fly away like a bird to the mountains, because the wicked have drawn their bows and aimed their arrows to shoot from the shadows at good people. There is nothing a good person can do when everything falls apart. The Lord is in his holy temple. He has his throne in heaven. He watches people everywhere and knows what they're doing. He examines the good and the wicked alike. The lawless he hates with all his heart. He sends down flaming coals and burning sulfur on the wicked. He punishes them with scorching winds. Look at that. If you think that your enemies are getting away with it, they are not. Reflect on Psalms 11. He punished them with scorching winds. The Lord is righteous and loves good deeds. Those who do them will live in his presence. So remember that if you do good, good will come back to you. If you're acting shady, if you're acting with bad intentions, that will come around to you. So let's wrap this up. So Heavenly Father, with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you're doing. I pray that this podcast will bless an individual or a couple of people, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will lift them up with your spirit, that you will come to their house and they will feel your presence, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that if there is anyone going through a season, a battle, that, you know, they're getting tired, they're getting drained, they're getting frustrated, that you will step in and you will provide them with a sign that you are the Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, and you will. And I feel like someone's thinking, oh, my enemies are getting away with it, but I kind of want to refer back to that scripture where he says he punishes them with scorching wind. If someone has done you wrong, God will punish them. It's not your battle to deal with, it's his battle. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I had someone that sent me a little message. So I'm going to replay it after this episode. But thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode, for sharing it with your friends. And I hope it does bless you. And thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of the day. And I'll be back next month with another amazing episode. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.